Addled, written by Stephen Dick and Chris Grady. Episode 4, The Big French Ride.
Oh, come on, you stupid boot!
Love you too, honey.
Oh, the stupid Uber's too small. I can't get it to shut with both our bikes in it. And the driver said he won't help because, and I quote, he doesn't want to.
You should have taken your bike apart and put it in a travel bag like mine.
The airline don't insist on it, and I'm scared if I did that, I'd never get it back together again.
Maybe that's a risk worth taking.
I'd much rather just keep on doing the same thing and hoping for different results.
Oh, that sounded...
like success. Let's go before it springs open again. Paris, here we come. Oh, did you tell your mum about Theo's sleepwalking?
Theo didn't want me to. He thought it would be funnier to let mum find out for herself.
Well, obviously. But what if she's holding knives at the time, or the rabbit, or something on fire?
I'll text her and tell her not to practice circus skills until after Theo's gone to bed. Happy?
Yes, very. Sorry. From now on, I'm in full holiday mode. Je suis French Marc, which admittedly is just Marc with a C.
I know it's a charity bike ride, but Francis won't shut up about winning it, which is so wrong. Because I'm going to win it.
And I'll be behind you, really quite far behind you, every step of the way. And after we hand over the bags to the refugees, French Marc might even have a little surprise for you. Actually, I'm stopping this. I'm getting jealous of myself.
Marc, you have nothing and no one to be jealous of.
I know. I didn't even mention Jack.
Forget little Jack. He's the office junior. Jack knows that I love you.
I love you too.
And he's kept his distance since his mad love confession, so there's nothing to be worried about.
Yes. Nothing to be worried about.
Be careful with that bike bag, pal. I didn't spend all night writing fragile stickers on it for no reason.
That one says Fraggle.
Yeah, so does this one.
They all say Fraggle.
Well, even more reason to be careful then. Fraggles are an endangered species. Shut up.
Don't kick your bag. Leave the baggage handlers with something to do.
Oh, there's Marc and Dawn. Which reminds me of an excuse I need to come up with. I'll see you all on the plane.
Hey, guys. Where's Jack running off to? Not that I care. And I don't mean that in a mean way.
No, it doesn't matter. Just enjoy watching it.
I thought Francis would be here by now. He's not chickened out, has he?
No, he's paid for speedy boarding, so he's queuing early to make sure nobody normal gets on before him.
Ugh. Let's check in quick then. I want to trash talk that Point Dexter all the way to Paris.
Righto.
Fred, why is your bike not in a bag? It needs to be in a bag, Fred. Sake, Fred!
Actually, this airline doesn't, so...
Actually, when there's as many bikes as we're taking, it does, so you're wrong.
Oh, what?
You must... fight urge to say I told you so.
So I'm gonna have to take it apart after all.
I told you so! Oh, that felt great. God, I love winning.
You better hurry up, Marc. The gate closes soon.
It's your lucky day. I'll have that bike in a bag quicker than you can say, Brennan, you're a lifesaver.
Brennan, you're a lifesaver.
Say it slower.
If he's helping you, I'll go through with these guys and start bamming up Francis.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, real talk, Chief. I need you to split some liquids with me.
If that's a chat-up line, I am appalled and disgusted, but flattered and married.
Be a pal. I've got too many of these wee bottles for one man to take through security.
What's in them?
Performance-enhancing pharmaceuticals. Don't worry, they're not illegal right now. Although, if the flight's delayed, they might be when we land.
In that case, absolutely not.
Oh, what are you, a mouse or a fraggle? Well, good luck dismantling your bike without my Allen keys.
Fine. I'll do it with my house keys. Oh, come on, Brennan. You have to help me. I can't miss this flight. Dawn's already boarding.
So she's definitely going to Paris, but don't worry. I'm sure Jackanova will take care of her.
I don't want to be your mule.
I respect your decision. Au revoir.
Oh, okay. Take the bike apart from me and I'll do it. I'll be your mule.
Cool. Let's make the noise.
What? I'm not making the noise.
My seat's next to Dawn's, but I might swap with Jack's.
Yeah.
FYI, Chief, make the noise is just a cool way of saying let's get started.
That's good to know.
Oh, what a great flight. First on the plane, first off the plane. Better get used to that, Dawn.
Why would I need to get used to you getting on and off planes, Francis?
No, I mean, get used to me being first.
First at getting on and off planes. I don't understand.
The race! You ruined this for me. Obviously, I'm saying I'm going to win the race.
Guys, can you please stop calling it a race? It's a charity bike ride for charity.
And I'll be sure to reference that in my victory speech.
Sorry, Jack. It's been weird not seeing you as much at work.
As weird as me telling you I loved you when I was hypnotised?
No, that one's still top of the weird list.
Mark,
what?
Why are we whispering?
You started it.
Yeah, but you joined in.
I'm trying to listen in on what Jack's saying to Dawn. Why are you whispering?
Because I need to keep a low profile in case this place is crawling with narcs. Panic, panic, panic! Oh, it's just the baggage reclaim.
Ah, there's my new steed. Dawn, you may begin quaking in your boots. Have you ever seen anything more beautiful?
There's a croissant stand over there.
Francis, is that the Boomslang 480?
It is indeed. Well, it's not every day you get to race en France, so I treated myself to a premium battle machine.
Big Rides magazine calls it the Rolls Royce of bikes. It's made from 103% pure carbon.
That's not possible.
And yet, you won't find anything out there to match the Boomslang 480 for low weight, aerodynamics, efficiency and stiffness.
What about a dead German puffin?
Would a dead German puffin cost 10 grand?
Oh!
That's a lot of money to spend when you're only going to ride it once.
Why on earth would I only ride it once?
Because at the end of the race, we all donate our bikes to the refugees.
Wait, what? Why?
Because these people have nothing, and it's a kind and a generous thing to do.
Why do you think we've all brought crappy second-hand ones?
I can't give this away. It costs £10,000.
Can't believe a refugee is going to inherit a 10 grand bike. And they get to eat French food all day. We're so lucky.
How did you all know about this and I didn't?
Oh, did I accidentally drop you out of the WhatsApp group? Like you did to me that time you were sending memes to everyone about me.
That was weeks ago.
I'm like an elephant, Francis. I never forget and I never, ever forgive.
Look at Francis. Is he whispering to his bike?
Oh, he's saying goodbye. I've honestly never seen him so upset.
I'm sure he'll cheer up when he beats us all on it.
Why don't we all just have a fun ride together and forget all about who comes where and how fast?
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Well, yes.
Oh, this whole trip's been a complete waste of time.
We're still helping refugees.
Meh.
For what it's worth, I still think you can beat all of us.
How? You heard Brennan. That thing's 103% carbon.
Right, well, you've obviously lost your mind if you're quoting Brennan.
Yo, heard my name mentioned twice. Say it again and I'll magically appear.
You're already here, Brennan.
And that's three. How's the bike, Mark?
Hasn't fallen apart yet.
Got to look after my number one mule, don't I?
What is he talking about?
Nothing. Please, Brennan, not now.
Let's just say Mark helped me smuggle some performance-enhancing drugs into the country.
Really? Like how performance-enhancing?
Dawn.
Boosters, liquid form. Not illegal, but as close to being illegal as it's legal to be, legally speaking.
Awesome! Give me some.
Dawn, you can't take drugs in a charity bike ride.
Why not? Brennan's doing it.
Actually, I never touched the stuff. The shop's been hemorrhaging cash since I bought in those fold-up penny farthings, so this is a sales trip only, and I'm down to my last two bottles, so...
Really? They've sold that well?
Selling dope to cyclists is like selling dope to cyclists. Know what I mean? You want some, Jack?
Well, this is a work event. Anyway, I think I can manage without cheating, which is what this is. I'll leave you to your dirty business. I'll see you at the camp.
What a total square. You up for it, Mark?
I don't know. I mean, isn't that a bit wrong?
French Mark would do it. It's about time we did something wild, something crazy. You're not a square, are you, Mark?
No, not like Jack. I'm nothing like Jack.
Okay, partner. Let's do it together.
Great choice, pals. Make sure I'm paid by the end of the month or I'm taking your knees.
What?
All four of yours, Donkey Kong.
I'm gonna beat Jack and I'm gonna beat Francis. Boomslang or no Boomslang. Oh, I can feel it. Do you feel it?
I do. Maybe I'll beat them too.
Sure you will. See you at the finish, hon.
Isn't it stunning here? Nothing but beautiful French countryside.
Trop près!
vous attraperez, Monsieur Vache!
Brennan, you're shouting at a cow! You sound ridiculous!
I know! You can't call a cow monsieur. Cows are ladies.
So I can call cows ladies, but I can't call ladies cows.
Yes. Why is that so hard to get your head around?
You're grumpy today. Do you need another gummy bear?
I need a whole packet at the pace I'm going.
You're not getting the whole packet.
I just thought I'd be going a bit quicker by now, that's all.
It's not surprising. The boosters affect people differently. I tried them once. Nothing happened immediately, but then a few days later they kicked in and I wrote the next 9 Harry Potter books.
Brennan, you never said anything about the boosters having a delayed reaction.
You sure? Drugs can make you forgetful. Not to mention the weird things they do to your genitals.
Oh, don't remind me.
What weird things?
It's fine, Mark. You and Don both took them, so it'll even itself out.
That is not as reassuring as you think it is.
Well, yours might not have worked, but Don's must have done something. Look at this. Her and Francis are neck and neck.
How do you know that?
I can see them on my cycling app. Francis is one wee dot and Dawn's on top of him.
Are you sure it's not Jack? That would be awkward.
I don't see why.
Memory loss, told you. Jack told Dawn he was in love with her at your barbecue the other week.
And then he apologised and we all agreed not to talk about it again. Nothing awkward about it, okay?
Okay.
This is awkward now, though.
No, it isn't. But just to clarify, you're absolutely sure that that's not Jack's dot that Don's dot's on top of?
Totally. Can't see Jack, he must be further back. And that rhymes, so it must be true.
Thank goodness. Oh, and they're nearly finished. They've just got to get to the camp on the other side of Paris. Go on, Don, I knew coming to France was a good idea.
So exciting. Can't wait to get to Paris riding through the empty streets.
Oh, the streets aren't empty.
What do you mean?
Well, Don's company didn't realise it was Bastille Day, so they had to go ahead without any traffic restrictions.
No traffic restrictions? But we're riding through central Paris!
Brennan, are you okay? Brennan, it won't be as bad as you think. Brennan? Brennan? Brennan! Francis! Francis! Francis!
What?
Francis! Insane! Oh, what a great place to ride! Woo!
You're actually enjoying this. It's like cycling through a war zone.
Hell yeah! In a good way.
How the hell are you keeping up with me? My bike costs more than most of these cars.
Eye of the tiger, baby. Eye of the tiger. Coming through.
We made it! Thank God. Oh, my legs feel like strawberry jelly.
Oh, I'd kill for some strawberry jelly right now.
Here you are, guys. Some strawberry sports jelly.
Mark, can you see him too? Because if this is a lucid dream, things are about to get filthy.
Mark, you made it.
Damn it! I'm getting more jelly. Come on, Jack. Take me to the motherlode.
Whoa!
Where's Brennan?
Brennan got into an argument with, well, France, and he's padlocked himself to the Champs-Élysées. Never mind all that. How did you get on?
Well, I beat Francis.
Yes! I knew you would. What about the overall race?
Oh, you know, I only came first.
Amazing! You smashed it.
No, I 100% without a doubt in your face smashed it.
Well, I was going to tell you this in the pub later, but since we're celebrating, remember the surprise I mentioned in the taxi? Well, I've changed our flights and booked us into a fancy hotel for the night. No arguments.
They can guarantee that. Must be some place.
It's the 17th best hotel in Paris, according to TripAdvisor.
Brilliant! But what about Theo?
Your mum's watching Theo, and we're here in Paris on a Friday night.
Formerly known as sex night.
I was hoping you'd remember that.
Ooh la la. French Mark is naughty.
Oh, great. Here comes Jack. Which remains totally fine.
So, we've got the bike handover happening in a few minutes.
We'll come over in a minute. Your company must be happy with the turnout.
Oh, yeah. Took me ages to put all the gazebos up, but it's all worth it because now people have gazebos.
You did all this yourself. When did you have time to do that?
Oh, I got here early to set up.
But you left at the same time as us.
Yeah, I mean, I finished early.
You mean you got here first?
Yeah, but I skipped the finish line and just came straight to the gazebos.
Jack, did you win the race?
It wasn't a race, guys. I had a lot to do, so I just cycled fast and finished first so I could set up.
Oh, so you're saying your motivations were selfish? Interesting.
I need to get back to the jelly stand so I can untie Sue.
Jack won the whole thing just so he could do extra work for the charity. It's official. I'm the worst person alive.
No, I can't let you say that. Francis is the worst person alive, and you still beat him. So in your face, Francis!
What's that?
I said, oh, he's coming over.
She elbowed me in the ribs.
Not on purpose.
You hit each one individually.
I'm sure that's an exaggeration.
Both sides. Not that you should have got anywhere near me on the boom slang anyway. What a waste of money that was.
Actually, Francis, there's something I need to tell you.
They're gathering the bikes for the refugees over there, and I'm guessing you're happy for them to get your light and water bottle too?
Well, you are guessing very wrong, my friend. I'm not leaving this refugee camp empty-handed.
What are you doing? If you tell them about the booster, you'd never hear the end of it. None of us would.
But I feel bad.
It's probably just the come down.
Look at this place. We're surrounded by refugees and people doing good deeds, and all I cared about was coming first.
Yeah, well, that pretty much sums up Sex Friday. Come on, let's go and cheer ourselves up watching Francis hand over his 10 grand bike to an 8-year-old Syrian.
Young man, this bike cost the earth and promised the world, but ultimately delivered nothing but disappointment and loss. Much like, I'd imagine, the people smugglers who dumped you here.
Did he just compare losing a bike to fleeing a war-torn country?
Actually, for Francis, attempting empathy like that feels like growth.
Well, it's gone. I actually don't feel terrible about it.
You did a good thing.
How does it feel?
Strangely warming. Maybe it's right that something as special as the Boomslang 480 ended up here, in a place like this. Thank you, Jack. You're a good man.
Great. Jack's fixed Francis. That's super. Real good.
It was nothing, really.
No, you've done all this and shown all of us how rewarding it can be to do something for other people.
I suppose.
Oh, take the compliment, Jack. It's getting annoying.
Look at it go on the next part of its journey. Now, who knows where... No. Wait. What are you doing? That is a 10 grand road bike. No, stop doing bunny hops. You cannot do an endo on a boomslang.
There's your wine, Brennan. It should calm your nerves.
Actually, for once, I'm perfectly calm. Say what you want about the French police, but there's something about them I found easier to respect than the Scottish ones.
They had guns.
That was it.
Guys! I want to do a toast.
You really do, don't you? Are you okay?
Yeah. Why would I not be okay? Are you not okay? I'm definitely okay.
Do your eyes look like portals into a dimension of crazy?
Yeah, you're sweating a lot, which on Jack I like, but on you, no.
Lovely, sweaty Jack, eh? We all love Jack, don't we? Yeah, let's hear for Jack. Hip, 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 hooray! Speech, I first met Jack when...
Honey, maybe you should sit still for a while.
Okay, I'll try that. Boring! Standing up now. Okay, I'm toasting Jack for organising such a charitable and noble event and for winning the whole thing without even trying, which doesn't look like a fix at all. Does it, Jack? Only kidding, or am I? No, yes. Whoa, who knows? I do, but I'll never tell. Cheers!
Cheers!
And next, I'd like to toast Jack.
Me again? Wow, this is all very flattering.
For being in love with my wife.
Oh.
Welcome to the club, buddy. Cheers!
Cheers!
It's a delayed reaction to the drugs. It must be.
What drugs?
The boosters me and Don took, but they didn't do anything, so it's not that. This is about me and my love for toasting people. And for France, raise your glasses for a French toast.
Oh, I ordered French toast.
This next toast is for Jack.
Oh, please be a good one.
Hang on, you were on drugs.
You were on a 10 grand bike, and I was on something I found in a skip. What was I supposed to do?
Lose!
My wife does not like to lose, Francis. She's made that very clear. And do you know what else is clear? Water! Let's all have a drink of water to Jack!
Cheers!
Mate, seriously.
I just handed over a 10 grand bike because I thought it was the reason I lost to Don. I want it back.
You can't have it back. What about the little boy?
He will put up a fight, I'm sure, but he's 8. What's he going to do about it?
You can't get it back anyway, because you can't get in. The camp locks down at night, and our flight's in 3 hours.
Then we'll break in.
I'm in.
Votre pain perdu, madame?
I'm out. Let me know how it goes.
Mark, you can't break into a refugee camp and steal a bike.
Why not? I'm not a square. We're breaking in and we're putting a team together. Who's with me? Dawn's with me. She's my wife. Francis is with me. It's his bike. Jack's not with me. He's a square. Sue's not with me. She's eating French toast. That leaves you, Brennan.
If I get in any more trouble on this trip, the police are legally allowed to shoot me in the feet.
That's not a no. Here's the plan. Listening? Really listening? Listen very closely as I shall... see these only ones. Get it? I shall see these only ones.
And yet that's the eighth time you've said it.
Guys, can we bring the volume down to a little lower than call to prayer?
Yeah. Shh, Francis. And remember, I shall see these only ones. Nine.
Honey, if you've got a plan, now would be a splendid moment to share.
Okay. Let's say this pebble... it's Francis's bike.
Oh, no, use this shiny pebble. It looks more valuable. And I've had it for about the same length of time as the bike.
Okay, this pebble is the bike, and the circle in the sand is a refugee camp. Now, what we need to do is, and I've thought about this very carefully, is we need to get into the circle, aka refugee camp, and then find the shiny pebble.
Bravo! But how do we get into the camp? And how do we find the pebble?
I warned you. I will see this only once. If you don't listen, you are on your own.
But we can't take him in. He's an absolute liability.
Agreed. Mark, wait here and keep watch. Using your eyes, not your mouth.
Sure. Keep sure. Keep watch. Keep sure. Shh. Wait.
What is it?
You probably haven't noticed anything, but, I'm starting to feel the tiniest little something from Brennan's booster starting to kick in.
Not the only thing needing kicked in.
Crawl under the fence.
But it's barbed wire.
Looks like not having an arse will finally pay off. <sighs> 20 minutes and nothing. More stupid essentials. Rice, bottled water, and Manchester United tops. But what do we have here? Bingo bango! Let's get you back to your unlawful owner.
You found it!
Naturellement.
You are one hell of a woman, Dawn.
You don't know my surname, do you?
I do not.
I mean, I just love how authentic this place is.
Who's Mark speaking to?
I mean, this camp, it needs no filter. And the food smells, oh, yum, yum. You get me? Like, yum, in my... Tom!
Oh, look who he's speaking to! Oh, damn it. He spotted us.
Ah, guys, there you are. This is my mate, Pascal. He's French. He doesn't know many words, but I do. I mean, not in French, but I know loads of words in English. I've almost used them all up, telling him about the bike we're all stealing. I gave Pascal the shiny pebble as a token of my respect. But anyway, here I am, doing all the talking. What is it you do yourself, Pascal?
Security.
Security? Oh, amazing. Do you know Sue?
We're busted. Francis, any ideas?
One, but you're not going to like it.
Try me.
I'm not proud of this. I'm going to run away.
Oh, bye, Francis. Glad you stole your bike back.
Oh, I hate takeoffs. It always feels like the most dangerous bit.
You've got more chance of being hit by a car.
Up here!
Any word from the police about Francis?
No. They gave up searching the camp after a couple of hours. They found a bike-shaped hole on the far side, so he could be heading towards Belgium.
Poor Belgium.
Mark and Dawn are still locked up. That's not going to look good on her CV.
Do you think the company are going to fire her?
Haven't decided yet. They promoted me to be her boss and told me to deal with her.
Oh.
I've got to say, the noise a French police car makes is a lot less amusing when you're on the inside.
You know what? Maybe when you're handcuffed to your husband in a police cell, it's time to drop the small talk.
Oh, right. You're blaming this on me, are you?
I'm not. I'm really not, but... this is the first time in a couple of hours I've been able to speak in fewer than 12 sentences, so I'd like to make them count for something.
Well, go on then. Get it off your chest.
Okay. What do you feel about Jack?
He's absolutely gorgeous, and I've no interest in him whatsoever.
But you can't tell me that his declaration of love didn't affect you.
Okay. Honestly, I fancy him a bit.
Well, that's fine, so do I.
But be serious. I mean, he's essentially the office junior. I'm his boss. It would never work. And yes, it was flattering, obviously. And it's nice knowing he's there. He's like a beautiful Ken doll in a window, and I know I can break the glass in case of emergency.
So, is this an emergency? Ignore that.
No, at least it's not that kind of emergency.
So what? I need to spend the rest of my life hiding all your hammers?
No, you don't have to do anything. That's what got us into this mess. You doing things.
I was trying to keep you happy, but ever since you went back to work, it's like you've been getting further away from me.
Well, that'll happen when you spend so much time on one sofa.
But I got off it, didn't I? I joined the psycho group. I ran the psycho group. Brought us all here.
Accidentally.
We both know that's not true. And I was glad when I did, because when you came first, I thought we'd cracked it together. But it still wasn't enough for you.
No, it wasn't.
That's what I mean. It feels like any time we look like getting settled in anything, you get restless again.
And you're always looking to settle. I love our life together. You, me, Theo. But don't you ever get restless?
Honestly, only when we have conversations like this.
You're the one who wanted to talk.
So, what do we do now?
We need to find a way to reconcile me wanting constant excitement with you wanting constantness. Maybe a French jail's not the best place to work on our marriage.
No. It's perfect.
It stinks.
Not the jail. Our marriage. Everything you just described, we have that now.
How do you mean?
Think about it. You spent the day taking dodgy drugs, breaking into a refugee camp, and now you're in prison. That's excitement.
And it's Friday night. You've got a meal that's 50% carbs, 50% alcohol.
Bread and wine, gotta love French Joe.
And you'll be in your bed by 10. You'll love that.
And you're here with me. Like I say, we've got nothing to work on. Our marriage is perfect.
So this is why they say Paris is the most romantic city in the world.
20,000 refugees can't be wrong.
Saddled with Mark, played by Greg McHugh, Dawn by Lucianne McAvoy, Brennan by Richard Gadd, Jack by Richard Rankin, Francis by Robin Lang, and Sue by Sally Reid, with other voices supplied by Tom Urey. The producer was Gus Beattie. Saddled is a Gusman production for BBC Radio Scotland.